Hey, folks. I'm Steven, and this is Stacy.
Yeah,
that was really a horrible intro. No, I was trying to leave it open so you'd introduce yourself, but then I never told you that plan. So
yeah,
that was really stupid.
And I'm too slow on the uptake for that kind of.
So this is a great start. To Stacy,
going good. Yeah,
Stacy and Steven are here to preview the second Mae Young Classic because we are both very excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I know. And it looks so much better than last year, too, which I loved last year, so that's saying quite a bit.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was already keen just because the names that were coming out, and then I watched the little, what's it called, the Parade of Champions that they put on yesterday, and I was just like, this is so good. Why do I have to wait a whole month for this?
I know. I was very excited about the Parade of Champions, but it's also kind of weird to me because, like, they didn't do that for the UK tournament. They don't do that for the Cruiserweight Classic. You know, that's just like, oh.
I think they did, didn't they?
I don't think so.
I think the UK one they did.
Did they? They did a Parade of Champions?
I feel like they did.
I don't know. Maybe they did, and I'm completely wrong.
They've done it before.
They did it last year with the Mae Young Classic. I know that.
Yeah.
But it was very exciting to see some of my favorites there jump into a WWE ring for the first time and actually get really cheered, which is kind of cool.
I know. It's so surreal.
Yeah.
Like, these things keep happening, and it's just like, this is so surreal to be a wrestling fan at this point in time.
I know. And, yeah. Let's just kind of – let's start with the announcement that was made the other day. Oh, by the way, we're recording this. I think the first day – was taped yesterday, and the second day is taping today, but we've avoided the spoilers, and we're just kind of previewing it.
Yeah.
You've avoided spoilers there, Stacy?
I have so far. It's going to be a hard month of avoiding spoilers, but
yeah,
let's try and get that done, because I don't want this to be spoiled at all, in any way.
Me neither. I do know two people that made the second round, thanks to people tweeting, but... they would obviously make the second round anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Yeah. So the first thing they announced the other day was the announced team, which got me very excited because last year we had Jim Ross, who knew nothing, and Lita, who was just fine trying to explain things to him. Like, friggin' Jim Ross not understanding Kairi Sane's gimmick the entire tournament really annoyed me.
About going on about yachting and shit.
Yeah, she's a yachting enthusiast.
So funny.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyways.
Kairi Sane, yachting enthusiast.
But this year, we got Michael Cole, Beth Phoenix, and Renee Young, which is really great. Yeah. Really good. We got... what's really good besides that? Like, I know people don't like Michael Cole that much, but... if you've heard him do anything like the UK stuff or anything where he's not kind of like the overproduced Vince stuff, he's really good.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, absolutely. Like, he's the further away from like Raw he is, the better he is. And he's a perfectly fine commentator in itself. It's just all the other stuff that, you know, goes into it that drags him down, like the people he's with and Vince shouting in his ear and when he's got his gimmick on, you know, all that shit is terrible.
And the stupid catchphrases he has to say.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I think, yeah, away from that, just being a normal wrestling announcer he'll be fine. He'll be, I think, a lot better than JR at this stage for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, who wouldn't be? And, you know, Beth showed she was really good at the, mixed match challenge.
Yeah, I think Beth is in a good spot, like is a good choice for this. Like she did really good with the mixed match challenge coming in like as her first go of it, and yeah, and I like you can tell she's gonna like care about it so much,
yeah,
and be so into. Not that Lita wasn't, like I don't mean that, like as a comparison, but like yeah, like Beth is another one who like really loves, you know, wrestling and loves the women and is going to be so into it. And I'm just, and I love Beth just in general. So I'm happy to see her.
Yeah. And Renee Young is a really great interviewer and has a lot of charisma, and she's very entertaining as well. So it's a all pretty good staff right there.
Yeah. Renee is probably one of my favorite commentators. Yeah. Like, just from her tiny little stint on NXT and Superstars back in, like, you know, 2013 or 2014. And she's just so cute and adorable, and she just gets it. Like, she doesn't talk about, like, the wrestling side, obviously, because that's for, you know, the experts. But she, like, understands the characters and the storyline stuff and the things that she has to get over so well. And she's so good at her job. And I'm so stoked that she has another chance to do commentary, because I really love her as a commentator.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed her, even before she was in the WWE, when she was just a sports host here in Canada. She was really good.
She's Renee Paquette.
Yeah, exactly. But so there's 32 people here. So we're not just doing a list and saying through something about everyone, because that will be very time consuming. So I've tried to group these into natural groups. And we'll just kind of talk about each group, and if we have something to say about the people in the group, we will. And if there's not much to say about them, then we'll just kind of move on. Sound good?
Sweet.
All right. So the first group is the people who were in the tournament last year, who are still kind of like young and up and comers. So we have the Kavita Devi, the Great Kali trainee. We have Rachel Evers, who's Rachel Ellering, someone who impressed a lot last year, Rhea Ripley, the Brazilian Tanara Conti, Zia Lee from China, and Renee Gonzalez, I think Puerto Rican, I believe. But yeah, that group, they were all in the tournament last year. Some of them were pretty impressive. Zia Lee, I think it was her first match last year in the tournament, and she impressed me too. So I think that's a good little group of people to bring back.
Yeah, I think they picked well. I can't think offhand. I mean, I don't remember everyone who was in the tournament last year off the top of my head, but I can't think offhand of someone who was in last year and they didn't bring back, like, out of this sort of group and think, oh, why didn't they get her? Like, this is the good group of people to get, because Conti was good. She was very green last year.
Yeah.
But she seemed to show potential. And Rhea Ripley, I love Rhea Ripley. She is my girl. So I just super can't wait to see her again. And I hope she goes really far.
She went.
Just so we get more.
She went surprisingly far last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I hope she does it again. I hope she goes deep. And so we get more Rhea Ripley matches, because I really dig that girl. Not just because she's my twin, but I dig her. As a wrestler on top of that, I swear. So
she has a lot of natural talent, it seems.
Yes, she's very athletic and tall and leggy and yeah. I'm excited. She's my girl.
Yeah. Anyone else stand out in this group?
Who else was there? Well, Kavita Devi, I really like. She was good, like, because it's funny, like, she comes in as, like, a big, you know, tall, sort of, not monster, but, like, she's a big, tall lady, and she's trained by the Great Kali, and everyone's sort of like, yeah. But she actually, like, was pretty cool, and was, like, throwing these, like, big, like, leg kicks around and stuff, and like, these just throws, and just hurling girls, and, like, I thought she was really cool and had a lot of potential, so yeah. I'm interested to see how she goes a year later.
Yeah, didn't she do a Kali chop? That, like, got me really happy.
Oh, yes. I popped so hard. I love the Kali chop. I irrationally, inexplicably love that move so much. So, yeah, I popped.
I would say that's pretty rational. She keeps it. The chop is awesome.
Well, thank you. Yes, I think so.
So
what about you? Anyone else?
Like, all those people are really solid, and they're all really young, and we kind of haven't seen them very much in the last year, so it'll be nice to see where they've progressed. I remember Renia Gonzalez seemed like someone who was pretty talented. She seemed pretty like a nice rough Rudo. So looking forward to seeing her again.
Yeah, sure.
The next category, though, is the returning stars, what I call them here. And these are three of my favorite wrestlers in the world. It is a pretty good category of Toni Storm, Mercedes Martinez, and Mia Yim. Do you have any thoughts on those three?
Oh, I have thoughts. Toni Storm, I love. Again, she's an Aussie, she's my girl, I have to love her. But I really do. Like, when she first walked into the last one, and I, like, after 5 seconds, I was like, holy shit, yes.
She's so charismatic.
She's just so good. Yeah. She has something.
And she's been having a really good year, too.
I have heard this. I haven't seen it because I don't watch indie wrestling, but I have heard of it. I have heard tale of Toni Storm, you know, going nuts on the indie scene. And so I am super stoked that she's having this run. And I'm super stoked. I think she's going to be on NXT UK.
Yeah. Going forward. I excluded her from the NXT UK category because this category would have been too small. She is probably going to be the star of the women's division there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad. And hopefully that means it won't be too long before she's in WWE. So yeah, I'm stoked. And I expect her to do well again, to get pretty far, if not win it. She may win it.
I would assume she's at least going to the semifinals, if not the finals.
Yeah.
I think, and she's also like one of the few people that can beat some of these other legends without pissing people off. So yes. I think she's pretty useful in that way.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of, like, Mercedes Martinez is another, like, good one for that role because, like, she's someone who like a star, like Toni or, like, you know, Io or Mako or someone like that can beat without, you know, and like, she's a big enough name to get to the semis or get to like a big, you know, a big match, but without, she can lose and it's fine. So I think she'll be useful in the end when she has to put over one of the big, big names.
And to me, she's always been really good, but like, right now, I think she's probably like one of the best wrestlers in the world. She's just so amazing. She had a friggin' 30-minute Ironman match against, who was it? The Impact champion now. Tessa Blanchard was really good. Yeah, and every match I see her, she's just killing it. She's just, she's really found her groove as this, like, badass, arrogant, vet who's better than everyone else. And, huge fan of her, and she's doing amazing lately.
For sure.
And then me, too.
Oh, exactly.
Same type of deal. She's so good. Everyone saw her last year. She's an amazing talent. She's been in NXT. She's been all over the indies. She can have a great match with anyone. So she's one of those people that can be put in with one of these rookies and, have a really good match too, which is also extremely valuable when you have so many people who are so green.
Yeah. And I noticed on Twitter as well, before it started, like, Mia Yim on Twitter was talking about, like, in like, vague terms, because she's not, like, coming out and breaking the fourth wall, but she was basically saying, I'm going to be a heel this time and I'm going to beat some people up, which is really exciting. So, like, I'm looking forward to seeing what she's going to do in the matches this year.
Yeah. I like her as a heel. She's really good in that role, too.
Yeah.
Especially live, but this won't be live for us.
not remotely.
But yeah, that covers everyone who was in the tournament last year. You briefly touched on it, but was there anyone you can think of that was in the tournament last year that you're kind of missed this year?
Yeah, like I said, I can't say that I off the top of my head. No, like, was Tessa Blanchard in it last year?
She was.
Yeah, but I like Tessa Blanchard, but I also understand that she has.
She has issues.
Other reasons why she's not around. So, like, I mean, I wasn't expecting her, really. Because I don't know, she's on Impact now, isn't she? So, yeah. So, no, I, like, Tessa Blanchard I like, and she's probably the only one I can think of that isn't back. So I'm very stoked about the lineup. Yeah.
There's two people for me. One is Jazzy Gabbert.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected. I forgot about Jazzy. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, and the other one's Kimberly, who was Abby Lath, who I thought was amazing in the WWE as this babyface. And this last year, she's been this like amazing heel since she returned to the indies.
Okay.
I'm not sure why she ended up leaving the WWE, so maybe that's part of the issue, but yeah, she's uber talented. But there's a lot of other good people here, so we're not going to miss them that much, I don't think.
We're not short on talent this go around, that's for sure.
Yeah. Let's move on to four people that none of us has ever seen, who may be doing their first matches. I'm not sure, but there's Casey Catanzaro. I don't even know how to say that, but she was...
Catanzaro.
I put an N when I wrote it down. That seems wrong.
It is. Catanzaro.
Oh, okay. She's from American Ninja Warrior, whatever that is. There's Jessica Albalin, who was a college volleyball player. There's Lacey Lane, who is a college basketball player. And there's Ariel Monroe, who was in the Air Force, trained by Cedric Alexander and the Dudleys and Johnny Rods. So they're all really great athletes who are maybe doing their first matches or have been on the NXT house circuit, and we haven't really seen them. So it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, I know Casey Catanzaro has got like a lot of press since she's turned up because she was on American Ninja Warrior.
What is
there's
that?
Been a lot of really? It's a show where people basically have to run an obstacle course, like a crazy, insane, like you have to be super fit, CrossFit kind of obstacle course and make it through, and you got to like, you know, leap over these things and climb these walls and swing off, you know, and all these different obstacles. And then at the end, there's like a really big, like vertical wall that you have to like run up.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And so it's just, it's a big obstacle course. It's a big show.
But there's no like they do it stealth everywhere. Maneuvers with like throwing ninja stars or smoke bombs or anything.
No, not actual ninja, like
well, that's disappointing.
Weapons or anything. It's more just the athletic side of being a ninja. To put it that way. I can't believe I you know what it is. So it's a reality show. It's pretty popular like on television, and like we have our own version now. Like they're like shopping it out to other countries.
It's Australian Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's yeah, so that's what it is. That's where she's from. She was apparently like the first woman or one of the first women to actually like beat the course, because not a lot of people beat the course. Especially women, because and she's very tiny. She's not even 5 foot. She's shorter than Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, she is really small looking, that's for sure.
Yeah, and she got up the vertical wall, and that's why it was such a big deal. So when she signed to WWE, there was like a bit of press because of she was sort of slightly famous from being on the show. So yeah, she's super, super green because she just signed very recently, but hopefully because she's so athletic and there is something about her, you know, and so hopefully she can translate that to wrestling pretty quickly. We'll see how she goes in this. I don't know if she'll go far because like I don't know if she's ready for that, but it'll be a good sort of showcase.
Yeah.
To see what she's like at this point.
Yeah, and you can put her in with one of the veterans who can kind of lead her through something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the others I wouldn't have the first clue, so we'll see.
College athletes, pretty much.
Yeah. We shall see. Yeah, we'll see. There's potential there, so.
Yeah. Next up, NXT UK, you have Ginny, you have Killer Kelly, and Isla Dawn. Did you see the NXT UK show? With these ones
no.
on?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have not. So I have not seen any of these people. You might want to go ahead.
Killer Kelly, she's got this like badass kind of MMA, but not MMA, kind of like what MMA was before UFC was around, where it was just like they look like a badass and they kind of have a mouth guard and they kick your ass. She seems really cool. I slid down. I've only seen her that one match on the NXT UK, so I don't really know much about her. Ginny is one of the standouts of Progress. She's a really good character. She's really solid in the ring. And she's been the Progress champion for a while. So super talented. She missed the UK show. She was supposed to be on it, but got injured. So they actually taped a four-way match and she got injured and they turned it into a three-way match. So That's the story there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she's a really good heel too. So, I'm interested to see how they do in the tournament. And Killer Kelly, I've only seen a few times, but man, I'm looking forward to seeing more of her. She really impressed me, the few times I've seen her.
Killer Kelly, she's the Portuguese Sheila, right? She's the one from Portugal. Because possible. I think it is that's what I'm thinking of. Because when I watched the Parade of Champions,
yeah, she's Portugal.
Yesterday, she got into the ring and like put a thing out, looked into the camera, and I like physically flinched and went, "Holy shit!" out loud, because I was like, "This girl is a badass." I get it. Like, so I'm looking forward to seeing her.
She has that presence about her.
She does have a presence about her, that's true. I'm excited for her.
Oh, I really
I've never seen it before, but I'm terrified of her.
I really hope she has a match with Mercedes. I think those two would really gel.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Here's hoping.
But, like, I feel like I want to see Mercedes versus literally everyone is the problem.
Too, yeah.
But she can only have so many matches.
Oh, yeah. I love one of the the only streaming service I have outside the WWE is Rise, and Mercedes is on that a lot, and it's just a joy to watch her on a weekly television show be kind of ruling the roost, which is really good.
Oh, it would be. Yeah.
$4.99 a month. You get the weekly TV show and all their big events. Really good deal.
There you go, guys. Get on it.
Get on it.
Free plug.
free plug for Rise. And the show is written by Jimmy Jacobs, so... it's all good.
There you go.
So let's move on to the luchadors. You have Zeuxis, who she actually took Princess Zukite, who was in the tournament last year's mask at the anniversary show. She's super talented. And Zatara, who is from Chile and is a luchador who I don't think I've ever seen before.
No, I like how every tournament they have, they seem to pluck one rando from Chile to fill it. Because wasn't there a rando Chilean dude in the Cruiserweight tournament too?
I think so, yeah.
No one had ever heard of.
they really go and they want to like have as many countries represented as possible. Even going as far as to like say Mia Yim is from South Korea and where are they saying Karen Q is from China. They just make shit up.
Yeah.
But... like, because they have
but they, yeah, they just want it to be as international as possible. Yeah, so that's it. But, I mean, I respect their commitment to the idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll see, you know. You never know. Because I know whenever, like, on Pro Wrestling Only and stuff, whenever we find rando wrestling from Chile or whatever, like, it's usually really fun and really cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, she could be cool.
And Zeuxis is awesome. She's been kind of the top luchador for a while. For women. She's super talented, so it'll be fun to see her mix it up, because she's not just the lucha style, but she's kind of a little more of a bruising style too, so it's a kind of a nice mix.
Cool.
Let's move on to the indies, to my favorite wrestler, Deonna Purrazzo, and Karen Q, who's in my favorite tag team, and Priscilla Kelly, who is a little bit of a wild card. She's kind of like, have you seen Sue Young in Impact?
Yes.
Yeah, she's kind of like that, like a more of a deranged off-ball character. So we'll see how she mixes into this, because that they don't usually go for that in these tournaments. Have you seen the other two? I know Purrazzo has been on NXT a few times, and Karen Q's been in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen Karen Q, but I've seen Deonna Purrazzo whenever she's turned up in NXT. But that's it, really. So I have minimal. But I know Deonna Purrazzo's got a lot of like hype around her now.
She's one of the best technical wrestlers in the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. Super talented. And she'll grind you into the mat and finish you off with an armbar. So she's really fun to watch. Love her.
Okay, well, again, put her in with the Saints.
Yeah, exactly. And Karen Q, she's done a lot of Ring of Honor. She's one of the best friends of Deonna. They've had some great matches in the past, including this amazing street fight they had last year. She's a good high flyer, really good kicker, and really good character work, too. She's in a tag team in Rise called Bones of Contention, where they... you know, partners that don't get along, but these two, like, partners, like to show each other up. And it's really fun dynamic where like one will cheer and the other one will stand in front of the other one and the other one. It's really fun. But yeah, she's super talented too. So it'll be nice to see how she mixes into all this.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And now, the Commonwealth is the next category. It's kind of an oddball category where, Vanessa Craven, who, a Toronto, indie giant, monster woman, in there, Nicole Matthews, out of Vancouver. She did a lot in Shimmer. Then you have, she's called Tegan Knox here, but, Nixon Newell, who, from Wales, and Zia Brookside, who is the daughter of Robbie Brookside. Any knowledge of any of these ones?
Well, I've just seen, the only thing I've seen of Zia Brookside is I saw an interview they did on YouTube with her and Robbie, sort of introducing her. She's so, like, she looks like she's 12.
She's 19.
She's so tiny. Yeah, but she's so tiny, and with that little baby face, and she's got pink hair, and it's just, like, wow, like, she looks like she's gonna get eaten alive, but I guess, like, in a really good, like, tiny baby face kind of way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I have absolutely no idea what she'll be like, but she's young, yeah. So I feel like...
If you've seen, like, you know, World of Sport British wrestlers...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. She's Robbie Brookside's kid, and you can tell her in the ring. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, then.
Yeah.
Shit, I love World of Sport.
And,
all right, come at me.
Tegan Knox is Dakota Kai's tag partner. So that'll be fun. Matthews,
I have... Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of... Sorry, I mean to... Okay. I was just going to say, I'm hearing a lot of hype about Tegan Knox as well coming in.
Yeah, and she was supposed to be in like last year's tournament, but she got injured.
Yeah, and she was injured, that's right, yeah. So a lot of hype with her. A lot of people expecting her to go far as well.
I hope
so. We'll see.
And yeah, Craven, I've been seeing her for years. I always wondered why she hasn't got a shot, and here she is. She's like the one monster in the tournament who, it'll be fun to see her kind of destroy people with, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. You need one monster, you know what I mean? Like, at least.
Yeah.
You need someone that stands out from everyone else. And I'm glad Nicole Matthews is getting a shot as well, because she's been around for... ever, my god.
Yeah.
And yeah, she deserves to have a go.
Let's move on to people from Impact. You have Allison Kay, who was Sienna there. You have Ashley Rain, who was Madison Rain, and MJ Jenkins.
Oh, she's from TNA.
Yeah. At some point.
Impact
TNA, whatever they are.
Put the fresh coat of paint on. Everyone likes it now, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard it's better. Sienna, I haven't really seen, but I hear her as a commentator, and she's really good in that role, so not sure.
Okay.
Madison Rain's been around forever. She's very solid.
Well, Madison Rain I'm very aware of, because I used to watch TNA when she was on. Like, she was always a good character and a good promo and a good heel. Like, just a good shithead with the beautiful people and all that. So she's not, like, she was never, like, the greatest in the ring, but, like, it wasn't the point. Like, she was just a character. So it would be interesting to see how she goes in this context, I guess, because I'm used to her just being a beautiful person, and now it's just, she's just going to be a wrestler in a tournament. So I think that's the interesting thing to me about Madison Rain. So
yeah, and she's been Ashley having Rain, an insane summer. Like, she challenged for the Impact title at a tournament. Or sorry, at the last Impact pay-per-view, she challenged for the Rise title. She's in this tournament. She's doing everything right now. So good for her.
I'm glad she's come back and going, because I know she retired at least temporarily, and she had a kid and had to, and then she's come back a few times. So at least I'm glad she's still wrestling and doing really well.
MJ Jenkins I've never seen before.
No, me either. It's always sad to me. They bring in all these women from TNA now, like it's an actual thing that can happen, and yet none of them are Rosemary.
Rosemary's so good.
Because I love Rosemary so much, and I can't wait. Ugh. I can't wait till she...
My big thing is Allie, too.
From Impact it comes. I've seen her. I like
but,
her
too. One thing you should check out, if you like Rosemary and if you like Allie, they have a YouTube show called, Masters of the Multiverse, I believe.
I didn't know.
And it's like, it's a nice little series where, the first season, Allie was trying to teach Rosemary how to be a human, and all this wacky stuff, like giving her like coffee 1 week and donuts the next week, showing her like the joys of being a human. It's really good stuff. So
that sounds so awesome. Yeah, so, I'm going to watch it.
It's really good.
Today. Oh no, I didn't have time today. Ah, yeah. Oh, well, there you go, guys. Free plug for Rosemary and Allie's YouTube show that I am definitely going to check out.
Demon Bunny, I believe it's called the channel.
There you go.
So let's move on to, the big hitters here, the three Joshi stars, which we got Hiroyu Matsumoto, Ira Shirai, and Mika Satomura. Do you have any experience with the Joshi?
My God, right? Hiroyu, I've never seen before, I have to say. She is new to me.
She's like more of like a bigger badass kind of woman. I haven't seen her much. I remember seeing her as a rookie and being really impressed, but that was like 12 years ago. But I've heard she's been pretty good, like destroyer of worlds type of person. So looking forward to seeing her mix it up here.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. I've never seen her before. Io, I've seen. Oh my god, like, she blew me away. I think the first match I saw of Io was actually against Mako.
Okay.
And it was so good, and Io just blew me away, and she is just ridiculous. And, like, they've been talking about bringing her in for ages, right? Like, her and Kairi were the big two that they wanted to get post Asuka.
Yeah, I think it was injuries that was preventing it.
Yeah, she didn't pass the physical the first time, and then I guess she's, you know, healed or whatever, or then I don't know how things work, but yeah, so she's finally coming in, and oh my god, thank god. She's so awesome. I can't wait for everyone to see how awesome she is. And I hope she wins. Like, I didn't give a fuck about, oh, a Japanese person won last year. Like, who the fuck?
And before that, doesn't matter. Asuka. Like, it's kind of like it's weird.
It's like if if two like white women won the tournament 2 years in a row, no one would bat an eyelid. You know, like so what does it matter? Like,
it's like if blonde women won the women's title all the time.
Yeah,
like, that would be shocking.
Yeah. Oh no, that's too many. Like, we can't. You know, but, like, who cares? Like, if Io should win, Io should fucking win, right?
Yeah, probably. She's probably the best wrestler in the world, so. No harm in giving her the win. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it depends how they want to book it and where they sort of, you know,
and if she's going with it, I guess. Because, like, there are. Too.
Well, I thought she had.
Oh, has she?
Am I
wrong? I have no idea.
I don't know. I thought she had.
Oh, that's exciting.
I friggin' hope so.
Yeah.
They better not let her back on that plane. Let me friggin' tell you. Jeez. Oh, no, I'm worried. Ia's great. And I was going to say, but I mean, I'm not saying like she has to win, because like there are a lot of women in this tournament who could win. Like, there are a lot of really good potential winners, which is good. It's exciting because you don't really know who's going to win. You know, they could do it any number of ways, which makes like when you get to the end game, it's going to be exciting because they really could put anyone over. But she is definitely, she has to be like one of the favorites to win and at least get to the final. Yeah, she's great. Mako, oh my god. I am so excited for this lady.
Io Shirai, like, has signed and will be competing in NXT. So,
yes!
According to Tokyo Sports.
That is a load off. Awesome. She is going to wreck people. Yeah, and Mako is awesome. And she's just been awesome for probably as long as I've been alive. I don't Like, the thing I love most about Mako is that her and Aja Kong walked down a dark path one day and made a pact with the devil, for their souls, and in return, they have a great match with each other every single calendar year, you know, until the end of time, because that's what happens. I sort of get out of it and I don't watch much of it, and then I see, oh, this great Mako vs. Aja Kong match pops up. Like, and every single year, they pretty much have a great match together.
Oh.
Wow, well, I need more context for that, because I don't know how old you are.
Oh, she's 38.
38, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, she's been around forever, and she's been great forever, and I'm just so stoked. And like I said, I think I said this on Twitter, I don't know, but if, like, it was promising with the ovation she got during the Parade of Champions,
oh,
but, like,
so heartwarming.
If Full Sail do not cheer for her, like, the Ring of Honor dorks cheered for Kenta Kobashi when he showed up in 2005, I'm going to go and burn that place down, because she is just amazing, and she's a legend, and I'm so I'm excited for her to wrestle literally anyone,
mm-hmm.
and just the idea, like, the potential out in the universe for her to, like, end up facing, like, Mercedes, mm-hmm. or Mia Yim, or Tony, or...
There's a really good match this year between Miko and Tony.
Oh, it happened?
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it. See, this is my fault for not watching indies and Joshi, but... yeah, so it the potential for her to face anyone in this tournament is exciting, and I hope they put her really deep so she can have all the matches. And just... Yeah, so I'm very excited. How are you feeling? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, all these three are so super talented, and Io and Miko, like, two of the best in the world. Like, men, women, anything, minis, whatever you want to talk about. Two of the best wrestlers in the world, bar none.
Barn animal.
And oh yeah, I love them both. So talented, and, like, so many different roles too. Like, they can play any way they want to play. So it'll be really good to see how they match up, and, like, it'll be so weird to, like, see anything that's, like, you wouldn't expect. Like, you can see Zeuxis versus, like, Miko. Like, that's insane. Or, like, a Killer Kelly versus Io Shirai. Or just someone like, one of these new trainees versus one of those two. It's just, anything is of interest and will be really good to see. And I'm looking forward to hopefully both of them getting to the semis. I'm not sure. I guess if Io signed, she's got to be going to the finals. But I guess we'll see.
You would think. But again, yeah, like you can see them making the semis, but then it just depends how they want to go, because they have Io, they have Miko, they have Tony, they have, you know, like, Tegan Nox, they have Diona, they have Mia Yim or Mercedes, you know, if they want to go that way. Like, it's just, they have so many potential finalists that, like, again, it will make the later rounds exciting, because you really don't know who's supposed to go over, you know? Yeah.
If no one tweets out all the results.
fingers crossed.
Yeah. One thing I did see tweeted is that Miko got a standing ovation, so we can relax on that one.
Thank you, Pete. Good. Good, just as well. They would have been in trouble.
You would have
from me. Would have stormed right over to Orlando right now. Show them what for.
You'll be there in what, 2 days? It takes to fly there, something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'll start walking now.
So that brings us to the last person, the returning vet, the Serena Deeb role of Caitlin, who. Was kind of on the roster at a point I wasn't really watching. So why don't you talk about Caitlin a little?
Well, let me tell you. This is it's a good tie-in, actually, because I did my article this week on Caitlin.
Nice.
Cheap plug for the Divas Deep Dive on Place to Be Nation. Ba-boom. so check it out, because I go into it in the article about how I pretty much... was never a big fan of Caitlin when she was around at the time.
No. She seemed to be one that people really liked.
She was. People really liked her. In the beginning, people found her really attractive. And then people really liked her. And I never really understood why. But, you know, hey, that's me. Whatever. And then just from doing this project, rewatching all the Divas matches and then writing about them, I have fallen so ridiculously in love with Caitlin. I was wrong. I will say, I was wrong, because she turned out fucking awesome. And I really, really love her. And so it's sort of, it's a great tie-in for me personally that, like, Caitlyn's the one they chose to have, like, to bring back and be in this role of, like, the Divas vet, because I literally just fell in love with her. It's great timing for me. and so I'm super stoked to see what Caitlyn can do in this thing. And I hope they put her, like, I hope they put her over. I hope they give her a few rounds just so I could see more of her. I know she, like, she hadn't been wrestling. She just recently returned to wrestling, a couple months ago, maybe, not even that. Very, very recently, had a return match and then now has come into this thing. So hopefully, you know, it means she's back in swing of things. And yeah, she looks fantastic. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of her.
Yeah, I saw it
on Twitter and on stuff.
Yeah, she returned in December of last year.
Oh, December.
So she had 4 years off. And then came back.
Yeah. Yeah, she's only just returned to wrestling, but she seems to be having fun and having another go at it. And yeah, I'm super stoked because yeah, she got really, really good. Even during her WWE run, she got really, really good and she could do so much stuff. And she was a great babyface. And she sold really well and she's so strong and like has all these muscles and could absolutely monster people with her, like with the spear and all her moves. And so I think she can really do a lot in the ring, and she has now the added bonus of like the story of her making a comeback in this thing, which I think works better than it did last year with Serena Deeb, because Serena never wrestled in WWE. She wasn't like a big, she really didn't. She never had a match. She was just a character for Punk's thing. So it's sort of, it was a weird fit to sort of put her in that thing as the veteran returning when she, you know, was never really a wrestler in the company in the first place. With Caitlyn, I think it works better. Because, you know, she's a former champion, you know, and had a big run. And yeah, and so I'm so stoked for her that she's come back and is doing this and has got this spot. And I hope they, hope she goes far in the tournament. I hope she does really well because I am so rooting for her in a way that I could not have imagined doing so a few months ago. This is all very weird
That's
to me.
Awesome.
That I now love Caitlyn. But I love Caitlyn. So, you know, read my article on Place to Be Nation to find out why. And yeah, I'm so excited to see her in this tournament.
And who would you like to see in that role next year? Like Kelly Kelly or Michelle McCool, or who are we thinking?
All of them, Stephen.
Sorry.
All of them. Just give me the book. What is it? 32 names. That's easy. All right, 32 names. I will book the Divas Invasion Classic.
Nice.
For your
Divas Classic Classic.
The Divas Classic. Yes, exactly. And I'll get it done because literally any of that. Like, I mean, you saw from the Women's Royal Rumble this year. I would hope so. That like so many of them could literally just walk back in today and wrestle and be fine.
Well, I think
when they've been retired for X amount of
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I think what we learned was that it wasn't that the WWE had horrible talent, is that they used all their talent horribly.
Yes. Thank you for summing up my whole point in a sentence, basically. Yes.
Sorry.
But that's it. Like, no, but no, I'm in a good way. Like, thank you for saying that. That's the point. That's what it is. And like all these women, like you said, like Kelly Kelly, Michelle, Molly Holly, Regan, Tori Wilson, goddammit.
That was the best match of her like, career.
It was. And I'll never get over it. Watch out for the future Tori article, trust me. Like Beth Phoenix, you know, walked back in. Any of them could walk back in. Victoria could probably walk back in. You know, and there are so many that weren't even in it, like Melina. Like just really, they have so many options for that spot and so many options to put women, like put random divas in like the Royal Rumble or whatever. But like, so
I've got you excited.
I don't want to pick one.
They should just do a 64 person tournament.
And then put all of my women in it. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Round match can be like a newcomer versus a returning person.
See, now you're just teasing me, man. Like,
this is why.
That's all I'm going to be thinking about now. I'm going to be booking the Demons Classic.
I know. Sometimes I've said that, you know, I want the women to have their own show and be segregated from the men. And I know that's probably not the best for them or the best for the WWE or anything, but I don't really care about the men at all. So if it were all in one show, I would watch it. You know?
Exactly. If they're all on one show, it's the only show I would have to watch for the, like,
well, I would actually in the main roster. Because I can't watch it now, so.
Yeah, no, I can't sit through Raw. I sort of tolerate SmackDown at the moment. I can't sit through Raw. The only reason I ever turned into Raw was because they started doing Sasha and Bayley shit, and then they just, and then they didn't go there, and I was like, well, fuck now you. I'm done. And then, yeah, but like, you know, I was shipping them, and then they didn't go in that direction. They're friends. They're just gal pals, sisters. Ugh. And, yeah, so, and then they booked Natalia versus Alicia Fox the next week, and I'm like, okay, well, I have to watch that. And then Ronda comes back the next week, and I'm like, well, I have to watch Ronda. But it's always the women. Yeah. It's always the women. They're the only thing making me watch Raw in any way.
Yeah, that's the only time I
and if they're on their own show,
to watch, like, Ronda. So.
Yeah. If they're on their own show, I would never watch Raw again.
Oh.
Or SmackDown, me frankly.
To be honest.
Yeah. So, I hope they do it.
I hope they do it, too. Or at least have, like, nah, I don't know. I don't want to speculate, because, yeah, weird. Anyways, any other predictions for the, like, who's the final four for you? If you had to predict now.
Okay, if I have to predict, the final four would be Io, Tony.
I agree with those two.
Mako, and, and I don't know, maybe Tegan Nox? Okay. Or Deanna, like someone like that. I think Mako loses in the semis to someone. And I think it has to be like you said, like it has to be someone like Io or Tony to be able to beat Mako and not piss everyone off unnecessarily. So I think that has to be her role, is to put one of the big stars over in the semis. Yeah, but like there's sort of, I think it's those three and someone. And I really can't decide who that fourth one would be.
The only thing that makes me hold out, that Miko wouldn't make the semis is, WWE and their weird stuff, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like, but yeah, like it's true, but in this context, it's not so bad. Like on the NXT, like below main roster level, it's okay. They always push, you know, all these Japanese workers that they bring in and stuff. And so, and it, the way that they've treated her since they signed her for it, like as a legend, like, and she was the one who came out last in the Parade of Champions. She got the standing ovation. She's like getting put over by Triple H and stuff. So I think they've realized what they have with her in this context. And I think like she's going to go long, and I like she 100% makes the quarterfinals.
Yeah, easily,
like,
yeah.
Maybe she like runs up against Io or someone like that in the quarterfinals, like as a swerve. But I think her role is ultimately to get very far and then put over one of the very big stars. In a way that she can lose and it's okay. Yeah, like, if you ask me now, I would say Io wins, but I think they might find it weird to have two Joshi workers win in back-to-back years. So they might not want to do it that way, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I do think Tony and Io is the finals. I think that's the two they've signed that they're the most high on. I think that's the situation. And I guess, I don't know, it depends what they want to do. If they like go, oh, the winner's the UK champion, then Tony's going to win.
yeah,
or if like the winner's getting the NXT title shot, then it's like probably Io. So who knows? They usually throw something out the last second, for that thing. The other
they do. They've done that every time.
They
so
have.
Far,
they're like they? Shocked
because we got to the cruiserweight finals, and then they're like surprise belt. Yeah.
And then the Mae Young one. They're like surprise winner gets a title shot at the next pay per view.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Miko's a good probably in the semis, and then I would like to see Deanna or Mercedes, but I think a lot of it like, I don't know, because I don't follow, like, the news or anything, so I don't know who's signed, who's staying, who's around for just a tournament or whatever. So that could change based on what their plans are going forward. And I have no idea. Like, yeah. I would like to think that they've signed Deanna and she's going to be around and they push her, but who knows? I thought they were going to do that with Mercedes and Mia Yim and Kimberly last year, and none of them stuck around. So I don't know what their plans are.
Yeah, it always depends on, yeah, who they're going to focus on going forward as to who they highlight in this. But yeah, so who knows?
Zekas will probably go further than a lot of people think. She's a pretty good deal. CML kind of stinks with women, so makes sense that she's wrestling everywhere else, but she's a real talent. And I don't know if they've signed Zia Brookside, but that's someone they should be adding to the NXT UK, and hopefully she gets pretty far in the tournament too.
Yeah, okay, that's a good shout. I think they might put Kavita DeVee further than they did last year.
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah, because she signed up, isn't she? She's just in
the... I assume so. She's been in both years' tournament.
I think they've been training her. Yeah, I think they've been training her. Anyway, but yeah, I think they like the idea of her, like that she's an Indian, and then they obviously love pushing Indians for no fucking reason, even though they're the worst wrestler on the roster. I'm not bitter about Jinder.
I wasn't sure which one you were talking about.
No, definitely Jinder. I love Kali. And Kavita's fine too. So, so I think they like the idea of her. So if she can actually back it up, and I think she'll probably be a lot better 12 months after last year's, and she had a lot of potential last year. So I think they may want to do something with her. So it's my dark horse to get to, I don't know, the quarterfinals maybe.
Takeda, I just looked her up. So she signed in, October. She was in the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
She was too. Yeah. See. So yeah, that. She's around. She signed. Yeah, I remember it now that you said that.
And apparently she made her live debut in April, teaming with Aaliyah as a heel tag team against Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. So that's interesting.
That's pretty. Yeah. She probably her future is would be as a heel because she's just because she's so big. So that
she's 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they should get cracking.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Any other thoughts on this tournament? What about the way it's being released? How do you feel about that?
I can't remember what we said about it last year when they did it all in one dump. I can't remember if I enjoyed that or not, honestly. But now that it's going to be like a weekly thing, I like it in the sense that it sort of it makes for a more logical, sustained build-up to the pay-per-view and the finals being in the pay-per-view and that all tying into one another. I think that's cool. But it's also going to be torturous to only have an hour every week and still having to avoid spoilers for things that have been taped the whole time right up until, the semifinals.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be the trick.
And if you go to Wikipedia...
You're going to have to avoid spoilers until the end of October.
Yeah, if you go to Wikipedia and look up the Evolution pay-per-view, it's going to be there. So you got to, avoid that. That's annoying.
Yeah, well, I hope that, they don't... That no one that I see, announces... what the Mae Young Classic Finals will be on the pay-per-view, when they do pay-per-view promotion and stuff like that. Obviously they won't say it until it's aired, but you never know with people where they release, results and things like that and news sites or whatever. This is going to be a war of attrition between us and fighting spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
But I think it's also it's nice to just watch it on a weekly basis, like you do with NXT or whatever else like that. It's easier than watching it all in one dump. But I'm going to hate the gap between watching everything each week, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll see. Yeah.
I do like the idea it's a week, but it's just its first episode is a month away. Like, I just wish
I know that's what I don't like. Yes, I'm not gonna like this wait because we have to wait literally a month, and I'm not gonna cope very well. but we'll get there.
And the only issue I have and this is the same thing I had last year, is recording it in 2 days is ridiculous. It's too much.
Yeah. And it's...
Just do it 3 days.
It's going to be hard on the crowd.
Yeah, that's too much wrestling. Yeah. That's... Friggin' the first night is 16 matches.
Yeah. They're going to be so burnt. And I think that's what happened last year. Like, the crowd is sort of oddly quiet at times because they had just seen so many matches at that point. I have a vague recollection of that being the case. And so, yeah, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they have enough stars and they have enough good matches in it to sort of keep the crowd interested.
I think that's...
But it's going to be a hard slog.
I think that's kind of the...
people who are currently right now sitting there watching it being taped as we speak. Salute to you people in Full Sail.
The first night, you know, you got like... you know, 12-ish kind of young rookies. So it's not so bad because you have a lot of kind of closer to squash matches. But that second night, fuck, like, that's going to be brutal. Like, it'd be such an amazing night of wrestling, but it's so much good wrestling. That's hard.
It's too much. Yeah. Can't take it. It's too much. Well, hopefully they can take it.
Hopefully. Or they, like, sweeten the crowd enough or whatever. Or like,
yeah. Hopefully, it
put extra sugar in the Coke. So.
Exactly. Just give them all smack.
Yeah.
They'll be into it. They'll be screaming, cutting promos, swimming backwards.
So, anything else to talk about for this tournament, or any general views on anything women's wrestling going on right now? Let's talk about the tag titles for a second, I guess.
Well, the mysterious and elusive tag titles, because they still haven't mentioned that.
I don't watch the show, so I have no idea.
Oh, no. They haven't said anything about tag titles yet. They announced a pay-per-view. That was the big announcement. But they haven't said anything about tag titles. Everybody just assumes that they're going to have them because it's just been the rumor for so long. And I think there's been a rumor from someone who makes belts about them making tag belts. And that's where the rumor got started. And so that's why everyone thought they'd announce the tag titles maybe when they did the pay-per-view announcement. But no. I think the thinking at the moment is that they're going to announce a tag title tournament closer to the pay-per-view, so where they can just start the tournament. So, you know, like, again, like, in a month or 6 weeks' time, they'll say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to have tag titles, let's start a tournament. And that way they can put, you know, Bayley and Sasha in and, you know, and all that stuff. I think that's the thinking, because people still expect them to come, but they haven't actually arrived yet in any way. It's just rumor.
I follow the WWE through Instagram, basically. It's the only way I get my news. And seeing all the Sasha Bailey stuff, I just assumed they were in a tag team and they were, you know, challenging in the tournament. Like, that's just something.
Well, they're in a tag team, but there's no actual tag titles yet. Like, at all. It's just rumor at this point. But they seem to be pushing them as a tag team and pushing the tag team thing so strongly that it kind of adds up. And again, it's such a strong rumor that everyone just assumes it's going to happen, that I think they're just holding off until it's closer to the pay-per-view to make sense with the timing so they can start a tournament.
See, I was going to complain.
Yeah. So, but there's nothing
that
on it.
That the women's tag titles would be the only title that is on both brands. But if they haven't even announced it yet, then they haven't made that official yet. So I have to hold my complaint back.
Yeah. Oh, why? But then it'd have to be on both brands if they bring them in, because...
Why? What they should do is
put
all the men's tag teams on one show and the women's tag teams on the other. Then it's balanced.
But then there'd be one women's roster with like three people.
Yeah. They just need to bring up more people. They have enough talent. They have like 100 people.
They do. They just need to start the women's show and put everyone on the women's show. Problem solved. Least, then you can have titles, tag titles.
There's at least like 20 people in this tournament you could put onto the main roster today.
That's absolutely true.
And if you include NXT, like, it's ridiculous. They could have a huge roster.
Yeah. And bring all my divas back, there's another 10.
That's
like...
true. Yep. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess...
I will not rest until I, you know, will the Divas Invasion into existence.
You're thinking like a Nexus thing where they come in, like, destroy the ring and beat up Rhonda or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just imagine, like, Divas Rhonda is celebrating with the title. Fucking out comes Lay Cool and Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly beats the shit out of her. Yes. Top heels, man.
Oh, I love that idea.
Kelly Kelly, top heel in my wildest dreams.
That's amazing. I think that's probably a good point to end this. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll probably be back to preview the Evolution pay-per-view and talk about the tournament as a whole. Some combination of that. In a couple months. This is going to be a very, very, very sporadic show. So don't get too excited if you liked it.
Yes. No. But yeah, seeing that there's so much women's wrestling stuff happening at the moment, we're going to check in periodically and talk about it because we're both super duper excited about
it. Yeah, like, so. You know, the Royal Rumble, all that kind of stuff. When it comes up, we'll get into it.
I should sell tickets to me watching the Royal Rumble.
You should have a reaction video.
I should. I oh man. Because I was a mess.
I can't imagine.
When the women's Royal
Rumble. I read your thing on Pro Wrestling Only.
Oh yeah, my thing, right? Yeah, because that was literally my stream of consciousness.
It was like, amazing.
Nonsense. From watching it, I literally watched it like 6 times, like in a row, and I was sitting here on my bed, freaking out and marking out and yelling and screaming every single time, and it was just the craziest like 12 hours of my life. And
you watched it 12 times?
I will never be that high. No, well, I slept too, and then I woke up and watched it again. And I probably will never be that high again. Is all I would say.
Yeah, one of the best rumbles of all time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's my favorite thing that has ever happened in the universe.
Until Kelly Kelly comes back and takes out Ronda.
Until Kelly Kelly comes back in main events, a pay per view against Ronda Rousey. Yeah, pretty much.
I would pay to see that. But that sounds awesome.
But Ronda beating her up would be so good because Kelly's really good at getting beat up. And oh, see, now I'm starting to fantasy book this feud. Stop it. Stop me. We need to leave. For my sanity. But we'll be back shortly to talk about the Mae Young Classic when it gets underway for sure. So.
Thanks everyone for listening.